Thank you for listening. It Doesn't Work That Way podcast is sponsored by Frame of Reference. The series explores the vulnerable and often hectic lives of a close group knit of friends and provides a truthful evaluation of how fear and past misfortunes can define our present point of view. You can stream season one of Frame of Reference on the Roku channel, Tubi TV, or Prime Video.
Hello and welcome to It Doesn't Work That Way with me, Kalisha Zachary.
And me, Kashelle Zachary.
How are you doing today?
Oh my gosh, I'm feeling the holidays. They got me warm. They got me wrapped up in a warm cocoon.
Do you got the Jackson 5 Christmas?
Man,
out?
I got Motown Christmas. I got the Jackson 5 Christmas. I got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Had a very shiny nose.
Listen, please, please go to our website and link to our socials and find our Spotify page. Yeah. Straight up Watts.
It's a Watts Christmas vibe. Mm. You can find this link on our Instagram socials. I'll be sure to update the link so everyone can grab it quickly. But this Watts Christmas vibe playlist will leave you in complete Christmas vibes. And I'm talking about 4 hours and 9 minutes. Okay.
For our audience, this may be your first time listening to our show. I suggest you go back to season 1, episode 1.
Come on.
And catch up over the holidays.
Yes.
Let it play in the background while you're doing your Christmas stuff.
For sure.
But Kashelle, my sister, she is my sister, blood sister. She is a music connoisseur.
Very much so.
And there's nothing in the world of art and entertainment that we do that doesn't incorporate music.
Facts.
And this playlist is going to bless your ears.
It is. Hear the inspiration behind the holiday mood at the Watts Christmas vibe. 4 hours and 9 minutes of nothing but soulful Christmas songs. It's a public playlist, and you can find it on Spotify. No, we serious about the holidays, y'all. Let's get serious. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Let's get into these
topics. Merry Christmas, y'all. Merry Christmas. So, Kashelle.
Yes. Let me just say this.
Yes.
If your phone screen time report just said, girl, we need to talk.
Mine did the other day.
This episode is for you.
Mine said, what's happening?
This episode is for you.
It's for me. I get it. So basically, let me ask you this, though.
Come on.
Can you thrive living a digital-only life?
You can thrive living a digital-only life.
Yes. Is that true?
No, it doesn't work that
so
way.
So you only online?
Living a digital-only life is going to rob you mercifully of the reality of being a human.
Mm-hmm.
Being a human being.
So, do you remember the movie Steven Spielberg did, Ready Player One?
I loved it.
It's a perfect, we are filmmakers in real life, but it is a perfect film about being caught up in the digital world.
Yeah.
And right now, we live in a digital world.
We
do. It's just what it is. This phone is on our hip. I could be like, oh, where's my phone? Before I say, where are my keys?
Come on now.
Or is you know, like, it's, you're like, where's my phone? It is our lifeline. It's our pocket. It constantly feeds us information, good, bad, ugly, and different.
Yes.
So when that screen report, come on, open it. I challenge you all to open it and be like, how much time have I spent online? But this is what I really want to focus on today as we close out the year.
Yes.
Today, I want to talk about 10 things you can do this holiday, this warm and beautiful Christmas.
Come on now.
Without touching your phone.
Say that again.
Yes, I said it. Put the phone down.
Come on.
I can make you put the phone down. Hey. Okay, shout out to Erykah Badu, 214.
Dallas, baby.
But listen, you can put the phone down. More real world connections.
Say that again.
More real world connections is vital.
Keep going.
Less doom scrolling.
I love it.
Can I be transparent for just a quick minute?
Please.
I have been like, I'm going to bed at 9 o'clock because I have an early morning and I've done this. And I get in the bed and I'll be like, well, let me just see what happened. And then I'm like this. And next thing I know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, ma'am. Not from 9 to 3.
Yep. I'm so.
Dude, your transparency is safe here. Nope. Look at me.
I need help.
Your transparency is safe here.
Thank you, because it's real. You get in there, and I was like, man, I could have been asleep.
That part.
Then you wake up tired. You ain't looking your best. You ain't feeling your best.
So
let's not doom scroll.
Let's not do it. We need more presence with the people we love.
Amen. And we need to put down that phone.
Please. So let's talk about how phones can just kind of steal the holiday presents.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're ready to put up your tree.
Come on.
And you get on TikTok to see how other people are putting up their tree.
And you forget about yours.
Your tree still sitting there.
Your tree still ain't left the box. That's if you got a box tree. Or you ain't even went up to Lowe's to get maybe a real tree. You know, wherever. Mm-hmm. But let's say we making cookies. Mm-hmm. And you ain't even paying attention because you over here trying to take a picture or something. Mm-hmm. And now the cookies is burning.
But let's talk about it. Let's get into these things that you can do.
Ten things.
Without being on your phone. Touch your phone. Everybody put the phone in the basket.
Come on. And just listen.
So.
Number one.
Go ahead. We going to sit around the table with your peeps, your family, your favorite cousin.
I like this.
Your favorite sister.
Come on.
Your aunt, your favorite aunt. And y'all going to share holiday memories.
I'm down.
Remember that Christmas where we all dressed up in our aunt's old fur coat?
And it was acting like it was the 70s.
And we was acting like we had memories.
I love it.
And we did. We had a Polaroid.
We did.
And we took Polaroid pictures.
Still got it to this day.
Let's sit around
y'all,
the table.
Go get a Polaroid. We don't need to take everything on that iPhone.
Come on.
Number two.
Cook or bake something together. When was the last time you actually followed a recipe that wasn't on your phone? Print the recipe out or write it on a recipe card.
Come on now.
Put the phone down.
Yes.
Go get the ingredients with somebody that you love.
Right.
And y'all start cooking and baking in the kitchen together.
No phones.
No phones.
No filming.
No filming.
No, wait, I need to post this.
No, wait, I need to post it.
Just messy hands.
That's it.
Burnt cookies.
That's it.
A cake or whatever and laughter.
Oh, my God. And then listen, you don't have to record it and tell us that what you're making.
That saves something for yourself.
I promise. I don't need to see your macaroni and cheese. I know it's good.
Exactly.
I know it's good. I seen the cheese pool. I get it. It's good. Okay. So now.
Number three.
Let's light a candle and do a gratitude circle.
I'm down with this one.
Come on. Talk to me.
You start talking like gratitude, thankfulness, and love. Ooh. I'm all in that. And then we're going to do it around a lit candle. Wait a minute. We're going to light a candle?
And a bomb one at that.
Exactly. Diptyque for real.
The label. Shout out to that. Okay. But listen, when you're around that table and you guys are talking.
Come on.
And you're having this warm, reflective, grounding conversation.
Come on.
That's not corny.
No, I call that life.
But when we, you know, sometimes in different cultures, people don't know how to do that.
Mm.
It may sound, they be like, they do that on TV. But no, in real life, if you sitting down and y'all got some, you know, Temptations Christmas playing.
Come on, got that candle lit in the middle.
That candle lit in the middle.
And I can see it. I can see it.
Everybody got something nice and warm to drink.
And we all going around a circle talking about gratitude.
And everybody is actively listening because you can't scroll and actively listen.
Facts.
It ain't happening.
Come on now. So I'm down. Number three is speaking.
Do that. Okay.
Number four.
Do a family craft night.
Now I'm down with this.
Now what you going to craft?
Maybe some snowflakes. Some homemade ornaments. Now, a gingerbread house I've never done, and I would love to dig into making a gingerbread house.
Okay, because my gingerbread be lit.
I'm putting lots of ginger and what's the sugar powder? What is that? The white
confectioner sugar?
No, what is that powder that's white? Powdered sugar, baby. Yes, thank you, love. Ugly Christmas sweaters.
You know, I like this one.
I like this one,
yeah. And yeah, that's good.
And I think the point of number four is that it's not about perfection.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about participation.
It really is. And no phones.
No phones. Number five.
Let's bring out the board games.
Come on now.
This one right here.
Board games or just games, because we can have the Uno going.
Done.
Spades.
This is where it gets technically in the Black American community.
It can get kind of wild.
I've been there.
I've been there,
and
too.
And I got one cousin that I don't care what it is, she played the hell out of some spades.
She does.
You want her on your team.
Cousin Chandra.
I'll beat her in January, Chan, at the retirement party. Let's go. Okay?
So we got the spades, mm-hmm. the dominoes.
Dominoes.
Maybe some Monopoly.
Maybe Connect Four.
I like Connect Four.
I've only played Monopoly one time.
Connect Four is, I'm down with that too.
But I'll tear up some Connect Four.
But again, we ain't even thought about the phone. We on number five and we ain't picked up the phone.
Thank you for listening. It Doesn't Work That Way podcast is sponsored by The Watts Announcer. The Watts Announcer is a media brand that covers the amazing emerging talents in the entertainment industry, including movies, TV, and more. The inaugural episode features the cast of Frame of Reference. Hosted by Amanda Gaddison, the exclusive interview will be available only on the Watts Prod YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe for notifications.
Number six.
Now, this one is good. Take a walk and admire the lights.
Why not?
If it's not too cold.
Yes.
Or even if it is cold, bundle up.
Get out there.
Put that scarf on and them gloves and the mittens.
Picture it. Dallas.
Okay.
2025.
Mm-hmm.
A nighttime stroll.
Mm-hmm.
Hot chocolate in hand. Neighborhood holiday lights.
Mm.
Breathing real air.
Chow.
Wait a minute. Stop. You don't miss it. We breathing real. We taking in real air.
I want some of that air.
You hear me? The wind, the cold wind blowing on your cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
The Christmas lights lit up so bright.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, and don't, and mess around with me, I'll start caroling. We'll start going
and
house
she
to
not
house.
Lying. I'm not lying. Girl, no, we ain't knocking on nobody. So some doors we're going to leave alone, okay?
We are.
But we can curl from the street.
You silly. Y'all, I'm being serious about this.
I don't
this
know list. All my neighbors, but okay.
But what a beautiful time.
Yeah.
When the last time they had some carolers? Think about it. We got the, we bundled Jesus. Up. It's cold. Our cheeks is cold and brown and chocolate and chocolate brown and pinched
what
with
we,
the pinches
what
of
we singing?
Pink on the edge.
Ooh, what we singing?
Ooh, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I'm there.
Had a very shiny nose. Can we take a minute? Ooh, I got to take one minute. Y'all going to give me 60 seconds to talk about Rudolph. Rudolph, listen, saved Christmas.
He did. He did.
And the very thing that they made fun of him about, get it out. The very thing that they was making fun of him for.
Won't he turn it around?
Was the thing.
Oh my God.
That saved Christmas. It wasn't Blitzen.
Oh.
It was Rudolph. It wasn't
they was
Prancer.
Bullies.
They
was
It was Rudolph that did it.
Ooh, celebrate your differences. Shout out to Rudolph. Rudy. I got
saved
these nails
it.
For you, Rudy.
Okay. He had a very shiny nose. Ooh. And let me tell you something about Rudolph.
Oh my God.
He got in front of that sleigh.
Oh, Jesus.
And lit up the whole night sky. So that Santa could get them presents there on time.
He was guiding that sleigh.
Wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. That's what we singing?
Yes, we singing Rudolph.
Okay.
It's Rudolph all day. So we're going to get it together.
Ooh,
we're gathering
so
ourselves.
I'm so sorry. Yes, this is great holiday. Okay. Go ahead. What's number seven?
Number seven, and I'm big on this.
Okay.
Read a book or story together.
Now,
and
wait.
Hold on. I got to say this. Can I get this out?
Yes, please.
I want to see more of families reading out loud.
Yeah.
Taking that book, opening it up. Let's say my story is about Rudolph. Even if I had to express Rudolph to the kids, you know,
mm-hmm.
I want them to sit around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I open up that book and open up their minds to Rudolph's world.
And that may be something new because for families.
Yes.
I do not recall a time.
I do not.
Growing up.
Where somebody took a book out and read it to us during the holidays.
Man, that would have been nice if you were the James Earl Jones family. That would have been bomb.
Ooh, you know James would have set it off.
Look at my producer mind.
You You know, James Earl Jones would have set that Christmas reading time.
Yes.
Oh. So reading a book, y'all, reading a book or story together, it has to be done together.
Yeah.
And I think it would be so.
And don't rush it.
No, I think it'd be so cute if the children read a story for everybody and then the adults
and
read the story.
And parents have patience with the kids.
Oh, please, because you know they're going to be so cute.
Yes, have patience with the kids.
They're going to be going over them words real slow.
Don't get angry with them. Have patience with them as they pronounce it out, okay? You know, our reading proficiency has fallen very, very behind, but it's a great way to pick it up.
Yes, it is.
Read that book.
Number 8.
Ooh. We already touched on this one. Sing a Christmas song.
But good or terrible. But singing Christmas songs together, this is where y'all
the
can
notes
go.
Say Motown Christmas.
It's going to be a Motown Christmas. So number 8, sing Christmas songs after y'all go to Spotify and pull up a Watts Christmas vibe, and y'all can pick any of them songs, but holiday karaoke.
You don't need the phone to do this.
You don't.
Y'all can acapella it.
You can. And you can also pull up Spotify on your TV.
Or go get you a record player.
Oh, that would be so dope.
An old school one, too.
Come on.
Vinyl.
Pull out some of that Marvin Gaye. And
support your local record shop.
Come
yes.
on.
I like that.
That's dope.
I like that because when you sing, that's peak joy.
Because
it can be fun and foolish. Like, we ain't asking you to break down Patti LaBelle or Beyonce type song.
Right.
But if you just singing with your fan, it makes you feel good. It makes you smile.
That
makes
is
you youthful.
Peak joy.
I love that.
That is. So, number nine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring back the sock exchange.
Mm-hmm. Or just small gift swap.
Yeah, it don't have to be the big, you know, hefty
Xbox $9.99.
Yeah. Just a small trinket. Put the sock, make the sock fillers more engaging. Everyone can bring a small, funny, heartfelt, random item.
Mm-hmm.
They can be a trade in a circle. Mm-hmm. Everyone gathered around.
Mm-hmm.
Just pure, simple
fun. It don't
have
to be an iPhone.
It doesn't. We staying away from phone. Yeah. Number 10. Ooh, number 10 is so special, y'all.
It really is.
Hold on. I really want to sit with number 10.
Sit with it.
I really want to sit with number 10 before I tell them what number 10 is. I think number 10 is something that we got to carry beyond just the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 has to be something that we incorporate into all 365 days of the year.
Okay.
But number 10 is do absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Sit.
Mm-hmm.
Chill.
Mm-hmm.
Rest.
Mm-hmm.
Let your brain unleash.
Unclench.
Just let it go. Let all the thoughts go. Holiday stillness. I'm going to just say daily stillness is a gift.
Let's incorporate it. Just get still. Get quiet.
All of that.
Be with your thoughts.
All of that.
Mm-hmm.
On this episode, I just want to really, really, really thank God for laughter.
So being able to unplug, especially around this time of
year,
it's
very special,
is what we should be thankful for, is that we can unplug, or we will have a desire to unplug.
I agree.
Go and finish what you were going to
say. I was going to just say, I'm just very thankful that we can come to this table, to the studio. I'm thankful for MZ Studios. I'm thankful for our amazing engineer, Spider.
Shout out to Spider.
Yes. I'm thankful for the vision of the podcast network. Yeah. I'm thankful for every dream, every desire that's been inside of us and we've been able to pursue. And I'm thankful for the ability to elevate others around us.
Yep.
I'm just thankful.
Yep.
And so this season means a lot to us. This is a wrap to our season 2.
And I want to say to the to the audience members that even if your holiday circle is small,
mm-hmm.
make space for joy.
I agree.
It doesn't have to be big with 99 million people. If you have that, great. But if you don't have that, it's still great.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be many. You just have to be real. So when you get in those settings where it's just, you know, a small or a big setting, but when it's real, it feels good.
Mm.
Genuine feels good.
It does.
It does.
Like
it does. So
that's a playlist of mine, guys.
I know. That's what I was plugged.
I got it.
But, you know, I want us to really stay in the moment about being real world connections.
I like that.
Digital is fine, but we are missing the opportunity to connect with real people, to have real conversations in real spaces where it's not, you know, locked into your phone. So really take that moment this holiday season to unplug and plug in with the people that are there, because time is not promised to us tomorrow, right?
I agree.
We need to celebrate today. I just, before we wrap up today's show, to piggyback on what Kashel said, I just want to take a moment from our hearts to yours to say thank you. Thank you for rocking with us, laughing with us, learning with us, and growing with us. Not just one, but two full seasons of It Doesn't Work That Way. We two seasons deep, friend.
I love it, friend.
We two seasons deep. This community has been a blessing. Every download, every message, every share, you keep this show alive and full of purpose. And we don't take that lightly at all.
We do not.
We don't.
So this is officially the end of season two. Mm-hmm. And we're stepping away to rest. Recharge.
Yay.
And come back even better.
Yes.
We'll be back in 2026 with more truth. Come on, more joy.
Hey.
More real talk.
Facts.
And more of the Watts energy that you love.
It's real. This energy real though, y'all. This is authentic, real energy.
It is.
And it feels good.
It is.
As you go into this holiday season, we want to wish you all a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year. We just hope everybody is filled with peace, rest. Real world connections are key, and the kind of love that warms the room just by walking into it. I felt rooms like that.
Oh,
before.
I've been in rooms. Like
I try to
I
make
create those rooms.
You took the words right out of my mouth, friends. We create those type of rooms. Remember this, me and Kashel believe this wholeheartedly from the depths of our heart, that God has designed each and every one of you, each and every person on this earth to succeed, not halfway, not almost, fully succeed in everything that it is that you do. Your gifts are intentional. They are yours and they are here for a purpose. You were born to do something in this world and you need to set out and you need to do it. Your path is intentional. Your destiny is intentional. So as we walk into 2026, knowing you are equipped, you are capable, and you are called. Now, we believe that from the bottom of our hearts. We love our audience. We love those who listen and tune in, and we appreciate you. We love you for sharing. We cannot wait to see you next season.
There you go.
Thank you, MZ Studios. Thank you, Michael. Thank you to all of everybody who's listening. Thank you, Spotify. Thank you to Apple. Thank you to everybody. We are two seasons in, baby.
And on that note, enjoy the holidays, and we will see you.
But wait.
Yes.
What does work that way? Love.
You better speak.
Love. So we're going to switch that up because we see you telling what it doesn't work that way. But love works the best way. Love, joy,
peace,
kindness,
goodness,
patience,
faithfulness.
It's there, baby. So we love you guys. We'll see you next year.
All right.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Have a great one.